Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Days with Mirth. Today on the show, we have music from Chris Bradley, Peyton Taylor, and Rebel Union. We also have our good friend Taylor Marie stopping by as guest co-host. This should be a fun one. And with all that being said, let's welcome my lovely, incredibly talented friend, Miss Taylor Marie, to the show. Hey, Taylor, how are you?
Hey, Cody, how's everybody doing? Hi, guys.
I'm doing good. Thank you for doing this today.
Oh, thank you so much for asking me. Seriously, it means a lot that you would ask me to do this. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I always wanted my own radio show when I was a kid. I don't think I've ever told anyone that, but I used to want to do radio. So every time you ask me, it makes me excited because I kind of get to do that a little bit, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, and when we're talking off air, we just recently got to see each other a couple of weeks ago.
We did. I actually, so funny story, I ran into Kevin Tuesday night at Tin Roof and got to chat with him and have dinner for a bit. He happened to be in there, him and Jody. That was awesome. They're so sweet. It was great. We had a blast there at the KICMAs. It was so good to see you there, Cody.
Yeah, you know, it's always great seeing you. And I believe this is the third industry event that we've run into each other at.
It is, and we always have fun. Oh my gosh, it's always so much fun to see you and just have you there and everything. And I'm already looking forward to next year's, but I'm not pretty sure. I know I'll see you before next year's. I'm sure.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, and that brings up a question. I've been meaning to ask you, okay?
Okay.
Would you be willing to perform with me at next year's Kickmo Awards?
Be so much fun! Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you know the song "Wasn't That Drunk" by Josh Abbott and Carly Pearce?
I can learn it. I promise I can learn it.
Awesome.
And we will have
awesome.
It down.
Sweet. So
I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be so much fun. With all that being said, are you ready for this week's countdown?
Absolutely. Let's hear it.
All right. But, you know, as we do every week, let's take you back to last week and see where we left off. At number three last week was, and I love this song, it was the brand new one from Kelly Bannon called Happy Birthday. I absolutely love that song. At number two last week, and this girl performed this at this year's Kickmo Awards. It was Alyssa Lynn with High Heels of Camo, and she absolutely crushed it, didn't she?
Oh, she was so talented and such a sweetheart, and I loved, she had like the sass of Miranda Lambert, and I just loved it. She had that on stage and so much talent. I loved how she came back. She came from behind because I was like, where is she? And it was just such a cool performance and really sweet kid. I absolutely enjoyed it. And then you said Kelly Bannon there with Happy Birthday. Oh my gosh, I love that song too.
It is such a great song.
It is.
And at number one last week, we had the brand new one from Lena Stone called October. So that was where we left off with last week. What do you say we kick this week's show off?
Absolutely.
All right. coming in this week at number three, I saw this girl do this this song a few years ago when I first met her at the Row in Nashville. This is Chris Bradley with We Don't Paint the Town at number three on Country Radio. Here we go.
Alarm clock starts a buzzing. I fall out of bed. The morning reeks of passion, whiskey and regret. I stumble to the kitchen for black coffee and a cigarette. Last night's picture show is coming back in waves. My hangover's again with him, but the pleasure's worth the pain. Well, I'm making my own bed, and I know that it's a sin. But it's hard to make good choices when you're three sheets to the wind. Come hell or high water, yeah, you know I gotta throw it down. $20 for the skin and in the jukebox, there's those answers there now. One shot, two shot, three shot, four, baby, now I'm the dancing queen. We don't paint the town red, we make it bleed. Last thing I remember, car karaoke, do a little Springsteen, dancing in the backseat of an Uber SUV. Not sure where we went last or how this spread got on my knees, but I'm pretty sure that we were kindly asked if we could leave. Come hell or high water, yeah, you know I gotta throw it down. $20 for the skin and in the jukebox, that those entertain us now. One shot, two shot, three shot, four, baby, now I'm the dancing queen. We don't paint the town red, we make it blue. Baby, I sure do treasure all the best times I can remember.
Absolutely love that song, and Chris is so talented. I see her out quite a bit playing here in Nashville, and just such a sweetheart as well. I've heard her play that one live, and she just has some really cool music and just such a cool vibe about her. Really talented.
Yes, she does, and if I'm not mistaken, I think she's going to be on a brand new show airing on CMT next year.
I did see something about that. I'm so excited for her. That should be really cool.
That's going to be awesome.
Really cool.
Absolutely.
You know, and speaking of new shows, have you been watching, well, it premiered last year, but the new show Music City. Have you been watching that?
You know, it's funny. I'm actually friends with one of the guys that's on the show, but I've never watched it. And, you know, I was on a few episodes of the show Nashville myself, and I can't really say that I ever watched myself on there, which is kind of weird. Like, why wouldn't you watch yourself on TV? But I know that sounds weird, but I haven't seen it.
You know, I know that feeling because I never watched or listened to any interviews that I've ever done because I think I sound like a 12-year-old kid on helium on air.
Oh, I don't. You don't sound like that at all.
But, I mean, I think it's just us creative people, you know, and I've heard that too. A lot of bigger name stars won't watch their work back or anything. I think it's just our creative minds. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I was a drunk girl on Nashville, and nobody needs to relive seeing that again because I think I just looked like a total fool.
I'm sure you did.
That's
fine.
Just what I imagine. I mean, I fell over in a bar, so I'm sure.
Right. Oh, that's hilarious. Anyway, but yeah, like I said, I saw Chris do that when live a couple of times myself at the Row in Nashville, and like you said, Chris is such a total sweetheart.
Oh, absolutely.
So, are you ready to move on to number two?
Absolutely, let's do it.
All right, coming in this week, number two. Is Rebel Union with their brand new song, Brand New, on Indie Country Radio.
Top down in a 63, bright blue Chevy mint condition, so pristine. A vinyl record slipping right out of the sleeve. An old song with a new beat, 33's on repeat. Yeah, you move me. You made me feel some kind of way, a rush I can't explain. It's like you made me see myself the way you do. And now you're bringing out my best. Somehow you hear reset, and I'm feeling fresh and Sunday. I'm so brand new, I'm so brand new Sunday. Neon dive around the block, smooth black label, baby, pour it on the rocks. First time feeling like we're turning 21 tonight. Till sun up, you made me feel some kind of way, a rush I can't explain. It's like you made me see myself the way you do, and now you're bringing out my best. Somehow you hear reset, and I'm feeling fresh and someday I'm so brand new. There's magic in the way you keep on bringing out my best. Somehow you hear reset, and I'm feeling fresh and Sunday. I'm so brand new, I'm so brand new Sunday. I'm so brand new, I've been you for Sunday.
At number two this week, that was Rebel Union with Brand New. What are your thoughts on that one?
I love that song. So I actually think I was listening. I don't think it was this past week, but I think it was a few weeks ago. I am pretty sure that I heard them play that at Tin Roof, at Revival a few weeks ago for some reason. I recognize that song. I got to go check it out, though. I really, really liked it. I started listening to it, and I was like, wait, I've heard this before. And then I was like, I think they were at Revival a few weeks ago.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely love it.
You know, and I've heard them play live, too, when they were just starting out as Rebel Union. As a matter of fact, I don't even think that they'd had that band name set in stone yet. But another friend of mine is good friends with them, so she had them come up on stage with her, and they played a little bit again at the Row, which is one of my favorite places in town.
Oh, I love the Row. They're so sweet there.
You know, and I think I may or may not have become a little bit of a celebrity at that place. I'll tell you why. My good buddy Josh Gallagher, who came in, I think it was third on The Voice a couple of years ago. Last time I saw him, he gave me a shout out from stage, and the music director Mike was giving me shout outs all night. So I think that maybe qualifies me as a celebrity status at the Row.
Absolutely, it does. I love Josh. I have not seen him in such a long time now. Such a sweetheart.
I hadn't seen Josh probably in a couple of years, I think. It's been a while. And speaking of seeing people, it seems like me and you, like I said earlier, are at the same industry events. I mean, this makes the third award show I've seen you at.
Absolutely. Well, we're just having fun. I mean, we just know all the cool places to go have fun at.
Exactly. I mean, see, we saw each other at the Wobble Awards back a couple of years ago, the National Universe Awards, and Kickmas.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm so excited for next year. And I mean, I'm sure I'll see you stuff in between now and then, too. I'm planning right now shows for an upcoming tour, and I'm just so excited about that. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Actually, Levi there from the Kickma Awards and we're going to do some shows together.
Oh, nice. I wanted to ask you, speaking of Kickma, that song you played at Kickma, Visiting Hours, will that show up on this next project, or have you not gotten that far yet?
So, I'll have to send you over. I'm debating right now. There's like five or six songs, and I've got to decide what I want to make a single and what I'm thinking to put on an EP, or if I'm going to do an EP, or I might just release a single and then follow up with an EP right now is what I'm thinking, but I'm trying to decide what song, so maybe I'll help you give me some input, because it's so hard to decide, and I've always been more of a songwriter, so my songs are all over the place, and different styles and different things, and so it's now trying to decide what do I want to say, but definitely the song that I sang at the Kickmas is probably one of the most honest and just heartfelt songs I've ever written, because that's something I've experienced.
Yeah, and you could tell too. I mean, I was sitting over there with Kevin and Jody and them, and I was just like, wow, this is such a great song.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
You know, and like you said, it came out of a a personal experience, and I love songs like that. I mean, just raw personal songs. I love stuff like that.
It took me over 2 years to finish it, so but I'm glad I did. Definitely glad I
right.
did. I actually was able to find, I was in the store the other day, and there was this little sign, and it said, I wish Heaven had visiting hours, and I was like, whoa. Like, that was, and I found it after, you know, obviously I have the song, and I saw it, and I was like, I gotta buy that. I was like, that's crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. I'm not gonna lie to you. That is awesome. are you ready for the number one song this week?
Yes, I'm excited to hear it.
All right. You know, this number one song, you know, I always put out a poll on Twitter every Saturday with the top three songs of the week. And this song, I've been doing indie country radio for about 2 years. And this song got the highest percentage of votes ever that I've ever done.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
87% of the vote went to this brand new one from Peyton Taylor. It's called Whiskey on My Wings on your a number one song on indie country radio this week. Here we go.
I've never been perfect. I'm like a flower growing wild. I kind of keep swerving down that straight and narrow mile. I'm born again and born to run. Got a little rebel in my blood. I lay my head down on that morning sun. My
like me.
And there you have it, folks. That was Peyton Taylor at number one this week with Whiskey on My Wings. And that may very well, folks, be my brand new favorite song ever. I know you said you love the song, Taylor.
Oh, I'm a big fan of that song. As soon as you said it, I couldn't help myself. It came right out with, I love that song. I was like, oh, that's so good. It is a great song. I realized, I was like, oh, man, I just came right on out with, I love that song. I started laughing after. I was like, oh, man, but such a good song.
Oh, wow.
It's brilliant, brilliant songwriting. Just, I love the hook to
it really
everything,
is.
And it's really catchy.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Brand New and Whiskey on My Wings, I had not heard these songs all the way through until we just played them. And Whiskey on My Wings, like I said earlier, may be my absolute brand new favorite song ever.
So good. I mean, that is a great song. It's a great song.
It is.
And Peyton is a super talent. She's just super talented.
Yes, she is. And of course, I've never met her in person. We follow each other on social media, but I've never met Peyton in person. As a whole, what did you think of the countdown this week as a whole?
Absolutely. All three are so talented. You had Chris Bradley, Rebel Union, and then Peyton Taylor. What better lineup could you ask for? They were awesome. All so talented. Great songwriting. Just great artists and great people.
Awesome. You know, I've got to tell you, too, I know you mentioned earlier that you've always wanted to do radio. You've got a great radio
voice. Absolutely. Oh, thank you. That means so much. Thank you.
You know, and if you ever do get into it, I'll help you out any way I possibly can.
I would love that. I did as a kid. I used to want to have my own radio show. That was something. So every time, like, we got to co-host before, and then this time, and I call my mom up and everything and tell her about it, because she remembers me as a little kid going, I'm going to have a radio show. So this is so much fun to me. I absolutely enjoy it.
Absolutely. You know, and that's one reason why I asked artists on this show to help me co-host, because if the opportunity ever came up again, I want you guys to have a little co-hosting experience under your belt.
I really appreciate it. It's so fun. It's been a blast.
Absolutely. And you know you've got an open invitation back anytime.
Well, thank you so much, Cody. That means a lot to me.
I'm being told in my ear that we've got about 10 seconds. So I think I'm going to let you go. But before I do, is there anything else that you want to say?
I just wanted to thank you so much for having me today, Cody. And everyone who's listening in, have a great day.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for doing this. This has been just a blast. And I know I'll see you around Nashville hopefully soon.
Absolutely. See you soon. Thank you so much.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Tara, okay?
All right. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio. So I think Well, let me tell you guys who we've got on the show next week. We have three shows next week, believe it or not. The first one is next Tuesday at 5:30 Central. We have, for the first time ever, a very dear friend of mine, the lovely Miss Melissa Miller. And next Wednesday at 5:30 Central, we have either our first or second ever Grammy nominee on the show, Miss Natalie Jean. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.